from 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Now comes the fun.
Wherever Max Crosby goes,
this is the Rich Eisen Show.
When he takes on the Ravens, it's going to be lit.
Jackson, here comes the pressure. Max Crosby, who's had a day here in Baltimore.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, ESPN bracketologist Joe Lunardi. Coming up, Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yeah, baby. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the air here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We've had a fun 2 hours already. We've been talking about NFL free agency all week, but only a couple of items popped through our nonstop, incessant talk of football and the future of teams and Max Crosby this and Mike Evans that. And it was Bam Adebayo's 83-point game. But outside of that, it's been the World Baseball Classic, which has been nothing short of awesome and compelling. And then Team USA being put on the brink by Team Italy in their pool because Team Italy beat Team USA, which needed Team Italy to win again to get through to the quarterfinals. And Team Italy needed to beat Team Mexico. And when Team USA, nay, the United States of America as a whole, needed a hero, it was our buddy, the Pasquatch, Vincenzo Pasquantino of New Jersey, to step forward and do a Reggie friggin' Jackson. Not one, not two. But three jacks, three home runs for Team Italy last night to get Team USA through. But, of course, Team Italy still has not lost in the World Baseball Classic. And after hitting those three home runs, this is what our favorite Vinny Pasquantino had to say.
That was unbelievable, huh? You're welcome, USA. We were thinking of you guys over at your hotel. We were thinking of you guys, so I'm glad you guys could join us in the party.
Yes, sir! Look who's joining our party. Vinny Pasquantino. Guys. What's up, bud? How are you?
Nothing. Just I've got a lot to say. First off, that intro was spectacular. That was nice new intro for you guys.
Thank you.
That was nice. Brockman's got a beard. That threw me off when I first popped in here. Yeah, is everything okay, Brock? Is everything okay?
You know what it is? I decided I'm not going to shave until Team Italy loses.
I like it. Little playoff beard for us.
We'll
thank
let
you.
It rock for you guys.
I think the Jets have made some good value moves in free agency so far.
Sure.
I'm excited for Geno Smith to write back or not write back, whatever the finishing of that slogan is.
Actually, what he's doing, Vinny, is he's picking up his mail from 12 years ago.
Right?
It's been a lot.
Yeah.
It's been a lot that's been stacking up over the last decade.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm excited to be in some big-time baseball games right now.
It's been
fun.
All right, let's dive into that. One thing that I've been saying before we just get to you personally and Team Italy personally is in this day and age, watching athletes that act and feel the same way I do as a fan, that it means as much to you as it does to me, is a connective tissue that's getting rarer in our world. And just watching you in particular with the rest of your teammates and everybody else playing in the World Baseball Classic it feels, it looks like it means so much, and it's so awesome to watch, Vinny. What is it like to be in these games, man?
What is it like? I mean, it's just a blast. Being in this tournament itself is an honor. This is my second one, and there's nothing like it. 20 teams get together, 20 countries, and you got four games guaranteed, and then you figure it out from there. And it's super special the way they do it. And I know that we get a lot of heat for having a lot of Italian Americans, but we're honoring where our family came from. I know, like, I get it. I'm from Virginia. it's not the most Italian thing in the world, but we're honoring where we came from. And to be honest, like, this tournament is a celebration of the game of baseball, and it's supposed to highlight how beautiful the game is and what it can be. And to be honest, like, I think the Italian team is us. We're showing that of we care. Like, we want to win. We're giving it our best every single night. We know if we don't win, like, we gave it everything we had. And I think that's all that fans ask for, is that you're willing to go out there and give it your all. And that's what we're doing. And we're excited about it. It's worked out for us through the first four games. And obviously we've got a tough one against Puerto Rico on Saturday, but we're ready for it. And whatever happens, happens. But every fan is going to know that we went out there and gave it our all. And I think, honestly, as a fan, that's all you can ask for. And knowing that I'm a fan of teams, that's all I want from the guys that I'm rooting for, is just that you're giving it everything you got to go win a game.
No doubt. And it seems like everybody, to a man, on a World Baseball Classic roster, right? Yep. That feels that way.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, it really does. Just, you know, where Skubal, just for Team USA in particular, listen, he throws again, it kind of messes off the pitching plan for himself and thus the Tigers. So I understand if he doesn't throw again, but he kind of thought about it. You know, because he was in the atmosphere and he saw it. Like, why would you want to leave?
Well, I'll give you 400 million reasons why that you want to leave. I think a lot of people would respect it if that's what was just said, of just, hey, like, I'm in my last year with a team. Like, this tournament is super important, but also I need to make sure I'm taking care of the business for the team that actively pays my bills, which is, I think, a totally reasonable thing that everybody understands. We're not getting paid in this tournament. It's through revenue, like the playoffs are. Like, you got to take care of your family first, and make sure everything's good at home. So, like, I totally understand what he's doing. And he, you know, he got in that game, he felt that atmosphere, and he wanted more, the same way we all do. So it almost, like, kind of sucked for him that he ended up pitching and pitching so well, because, you know, once you get a taste, you want to get back in there. Right. So for him, I totally get what he's doing. Like, when you're in your free agency year, like, typically you get one shot at a big bite of a contract. So you got to make sure that things are taken care of at home. So I totally understand what he's doing. It's just a tough situation. But it's something grown man decisions you got to make.
I got it. Vinny Pasquantino here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, brother, let's get to Thursday night. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I've never done that before. I've never hit three homers. Or wait, Thursday night. Wait, today's Thursday, right?
Yeah, no, pardon me, Wednesday night. Yeah, what was it like Wednesday night?
Last night.
What was last night like for you?
Well, I went into the game 0 for 12. In the tournament, so I was feeling my best at the plate. The first pitch I saw, I tried to lay down a bunt and bunted it foul, and then I was able to get enough of one that it was able to get past Jarren Duran in right field. I think a fan may have taken it out of his glove for my first homer, and it just kind of set us up. You know, I struck out my next at bat, then was able to get a good pitch to hit my third at bat and the fourth at bat. And it was just one of those nights where everything was working. Like, I didn't hit those balls phenomenally. I just hit them to the right spot. And to be honest, like, that's what I look at, is where you try to be a good hitter, is sometimes it's not about how hard you hit it, it's where you hit it. So fortunate to be in Houston for that, and maybe not Boston or something. Nice. Those probably would not have been home runs.
Right.
But it was just one of those special nights where everything from a personal perspective, you know, it worked. But more importantly, as a team, everything was clicking last night, and it was awesome.
So did you, when you said you'd never done it before, like, you never hit three home runs in a game ever?
No.
In your life? Ever?
Nope. Never.
Dude, so last night was the first three-homer game of your life?
Yeah, first three-homer game of my life.
Wow.
I've had a few multi-homer games, but maybe five or six. Not a ton. So just one of those nights where the ball was getting out of there. So I'm really, really appreciative of that. And that's a super cool moment to have.
And then in your last at bat, I guess Team Mexico didn't want a fourth cup of espresso, huh?
I think that has more to do with a closer. One of the best closers in the league is pitching in a 9-1 game. The juices probably weren't flowing as much as they normally would. So I think that was more so the situation of the game than being scared of me or anything.
Okay, well, let me ask this question then I'm sure Cooper wants answered.
Please.
My son,
yeah,
because I think he asked it of you on our internal text chain. Did you come up with the idea of espresso for a home run celebration? Did you come up with that one?
I guess, but it was more so a team decision. We saw some other teams have some celebrations. We knew the espresso was going to be in there. We knew that'd be a part of what we were doing, it's funny. Originally it was just the espresso, and then Armani decided to give us a nice little sponsorship. So
it's
a Giorgio Armani suit jacket that we've got, and then we've got the espresso.
So I was going to ask where the Armani jacket came from. So they saw the espresso and they're, somebody from Armani says, we got to give Team Italy a jacket to wear?
Apparently. I don't know the inner workings of the business deal, but apparently that's what happened. So, because we were joking, like some of the teams, I think the United States has Capital One. Like,
okay.
The presenting, wherever it is, the presenting sponsor.
Yeah.
God, how'd a weatherman do that?
It ain't easy. I know.
But I guess we didn't have a sponsor. We don't have a patch on the front shoulder.
Okay.
But now we have an Armani suit in the dugout. So we got that going for us.
All right. Come on now. Free. It's me. Armani would be a great free 99.
Yeah. Great.
You know, great. Let's go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Fantastic. And so what is it like in all seriousness to represent your heritage, your Italian heritage?
It's great. Just being able to learn about the history of my family has been the coolest part of making sure I was eligible for the tournament in 2022 when we were getting ready for the 2023 Classic, making sure all the paperwork was good. And then we took a trip to Italy. The Federation for Baseball and Softball in Italy brought us out there. I think that's one of the things that gets a little bit that doesn't get talked about is the people who run the teams like are Italian. It's not like it's a bunch of Americans running the team. Like it's, and they live in Italy. They're from there, everything. So they're the ones that bring this group together. And in 2022, we took a trip to Italy where guys were able to see where their families were from. We got to work out there. We were there for about a week and a half, I think.
Wow.
One of the more special trips I've taken. So that was pretty cool. So being able to learn the heritage, learn, you know, how the family came over, why they came over, how the last name changed from Pasquantonio to Pasquantino at Ellis Island, different things like that. So it's honestly one of the more special things we get to do in this game is play in this tournament. I totally get why people have opinions on it about eligibility and things like that, but I think it's an honor, and I think it's great that the league puts this event on because it just gets more eyeballs on the sport.
It's so much fun, honestly. You know, fun to be had, I get it, but you guys are having fun and it means so much, and I can't wait to see where things go. And then again, just seeing all the major leaguers who are playing in March games that feel like October, like to get the juices flowing. And it's great, dude. I love watching it. I can't get enough of it. I sit there with Coop, rest of the family's getting interested in it. I can't wait to watch more of it. But I do have to ask a potentially awkward question. Were you jealous of the way Paul Skenes looked at your shortstop? Vinny, that even Livy Dunn had to make up this meme. Are you jealous of the way he looked at your shortstop, Vinny?
I'm trying to figure out the way to say this without sounding weird. Mm-hmm. I get them all summer, so it's fine.
And fall. Come on now. Let's throw the fall in there too, right? Let's throw the fall in there.
Yeah, I get them all summer. I get them in the fall. So it's fine. It's a fling. That's okay. That's all right. He'll be back. I'll see him soon. But that was great, by the way. What cheap? That was a phenomenal post. And I'm not sure if it makes it funnier or less funny, the AI picture of Bobby. But either way, it's still good because it like looks like him to an extent. But I'm sure she could have gotten a real Photoshop picture since she got one of Skenes. But I thought it was that's A+ quality right there.
I agree. And it's just again just seeing seeing the way that he's playing.
He's feeling himself. It was awesome to see. Like, I texted, I'm in a group chat with him, my wife and his wife, mm-hmm. and we were texting in it during the game. I just texted him, like, he's feeling himself now. He started nodding his head. He started getting confident. So when he texted me last night, I said, I'm trying to channel my inner you, shaking my head a little bit, trying to just feel it. So it's been awesome watching him do his thing. I think he's the best player in the world, and he's showing why. So it's been awesome watching him play with that team.
Those throws from his knees and just from the outfield grass, just spectacular. And then you know, against Team USA, you made some nice plays at first base, picking stuff out of the dirt. And then last night, saying you're welcome to Team USA. What was Bobby's response to you after you got back to your phone? What did you see after your three-jack game helped put him through?
Yeah, it was just a funny conversation, because I didn't mean that in any sort of disrespect, you know.
No.
I've got respect for all those guys. So it was just one of those moments that I tried to have a little fun with them, because once we scored four runs, we knew they were in. So it was like the third inning, and we knew that they were going to be advancing. Because, I mean, going through all the different scenarios of the tiebreak was a nightmare. It was just a headache. So it was nice to just get out to an early lead and just worry about winning the game.
Yeah, that's it. All right, brother. Let's get to the meat and potatoes here. Geno Smith, Vinny, I give you the floor here.
I like it. I mean, I know he was bad. I get it. He was bad last year, but I think the Raiders, had one of the worst offensive lines in the league, if not the worst. He had no time. You know, as good as Ashton Jeanty is, it's hard to, you know, and Brock Bowers was banged up most of the year, so there wasn't a ton of web. I know Trey Tucker's good. Jacoby Myers, left halfway through the year.
Yeah.
But I think it's good. You guys know how I feel about the Jets and what I want them to do over the next year plus.
No, you want them to get the kid. I don't blame you. And I was saying earlier, Vinny, like, what do you want the Jets to do? You know, because Tua's not going to choose them over the Falcons, and Kyler Murray's not going to choose them over the Vikings. And I don't even think Geno, if he was cut loose, would have chosen the Jets over potentially another opportunity, maybe Arizona or anything like that. And so you just got to keep things moving in a decent direction. You possibly can, because you can't really have another season like last year, unless you're really flat out tanking for the number one overall pick. But they got three choices next year. In the first round, like, that's where you got to target. You know what I mean?
Well, I like what they did, because, and again, I'm not an insider by any stretch of the imagination, but I know how it is in baseball clubhouses sometimes. Like, just got to get some adults in the room and play professional football.
Right.
It's the same way that we would talk about, like, go have a professional at bat, or just, like, make the plays you're supposed to make. Like, that's it. Almost be unnoticeable, because everything is just, you're just here the whole time. So I think that's what they're trying to do, is try not to be so, I would say up and down, but it was more so just down. And I think they've made, you know, getting DeMario Davis is pretty cool, having him come back.
That's right.
Lead the linebackers. Minkah Fitzpatrick, that seems like a steal. I don't know if a steal is the right word, but he's a, you know, really good football player. So I'm excited for it. We'll see what they do it to. You would think it's one of the either. Is it Arvell? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's going to be Arvell Reese, David Bailey, or Sonny Styles.
You love Sonny Styles,
dude. He plays a position that you normally don't draft second overall.
Yeah.
You know, but if he plays the position of football player, if that's the way you look at it,
that's what the Jets need, right? Is good football players.
My gosh, yes.
Whoever's the best football player, just take him and move on.
No, I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. All right, so you're three wins away from what? Popping the Prosecco? What do we got? What else? Like, is the clubhouse buffet like bolognese? Like, what is it? Like, what do we have? What
every
is it?
Every team dinner we've had has been nothing but Italian food. Yes. So whoever's planning the team dinners is making sure that we're eating pasta and everything.
That's even more impressive what you're doing, because I'd be asleep.
Yeah, very happy.
But again,
we got the espresso, so we're good. We got the espresso.
Okay.
We're excited. We got Puerto Rico Saturday. Seth Lugo, a teammate of mine, is who we're facing, at least as of now.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. And, you know, I don't want to speculate on the next few games, because we got to get through this one first.
Sure.
We're not like some teams and announce our pitchers for games that aren't even happening yet.
Yeah, so, buddy. Okay. I like it. I like
just
it.
Just another dig for you right there.
Listen, we could not be more happy for you. Just watching you in a big spot. Everybody's like kind of counting on you, from your own teammates to, you know, your colleagues play for Team USA and all fans, and just to watch you do your thing. I had no idea it was your first three home run game. I can't wait to see what you do from here on out. And
Appreciate it.
You're going to get a whole Armani closet. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to happen.
Not even Little League or anything? Summer League?
No. Nothing. Nothing.
No, I was more of a push hitter. I was small. No homers. Keep the ball on the ground. You know? But TJ, I can't go to SmackDown on Friday now because I'll still be in Houston. I won't be in Phoenix. I was supposed to go to SmackDown on Friday.
More importantly, though, you're going to go to Mania.
Can't. I'll be in the middle of the season.
Oh, that's...
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I guess you will be next month.
Yeah. He's not like Dennis Rodman where he's going to tell his professional outfit. I'm going to go
for a few days.
Yeah. Yeah, why not, bro? Take a quick trip.
It's not Vinny Rodman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Take the PJ to Vegas for Saturday. Come back.
Hold on. Let me check your schedule.
Listen, he's a Kansas City Royal, everybody. But, you know.
Hey, Vinny, if you got some time, we interviewed John Cena a few weeks ago.
I listened to it. It was awesome.
Well, thanks.
It felt like a real interview, which was cool.
Well, the thing is, you know, Vinny, the thing is, I sit under the Rich Eisen learning tree daily. Yeah. So, of course, if I don't get better, then that's on me.
Wrestlers are so hard because it's like, I don't know if you're playing me or not when you're doing an interview. They're such good actors. What are we doing here? I don't know if you're telling me the truth or if you're just... If you're just acting.
Yeah, we're very good at picking up if they're going to stay in character before the interview starts or not. Like with Dom Mysterio, I was going to try to, you know, talk about his parents, and he shot that down before we started. I was like, all right, he's in character this whole interview.
Yeah.
So it just depends on who they are.
That's what I'm doing too. I'm in character right now.
Yeah. Captain Italiano. That's the character.
Vinny, Mania weekend, you're playing the White Sox. So
don't do that. We don't do that.
Don't do that.
Every team that we play.
They don't need you.
This Boston guy. Don't listen to him.
Let's hope for a rain out or something.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him. Yeah, you're the best, Vinny. Congrats,
bro. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, look forward to seeing what you do from here on out.
Man. Stay healthy, man.
All right, be well. That's Vinny Pasquantino, everybody, saying, you know, you're welcome, America. God, I love just, it's funny. Susie was just like, how did you first get fixed up with Vinny? And I'm like, okay, so we were doing our show from the kickoff of two seasons ago in Kansas City.
Yep.
And we did our show from Kansas City. And we invited Bobby Witt Jr. to come on. And then we were told shortly before, you know, Bobby showed up that he's bringing Vinny Pasquantino with him. And we're like, the first baseman?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He was injured at the time.
Right. Yeah. He had his arm and his, like
hand
the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, he's a fan of the show. And we're like, okay. And then he's just like, I'm a Jet fan. I'm like, okay. And then we popped him on.
Yeah, he was wearing this like old school like 90s Jets t-shirt that day, too.
It couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah,
couldn't have been cooler. And ever since then, his career's taken off. So you're welcome, Vinny.
That's what we call the Eisen rub.
It's the Eisen bump.
Oh, the bump. Yeah, because
rub, bub.
I think.
Well, the bump could be bad, too, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was fun. First three-homer game.
Unreal.
I can't even keep my days straight anymore, man.
I mean, Thursday.
How could this whole business?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday.
Oh, Monday. That's what I should have said. I should have done the Godfather thing. Monday, Tuesday. Okay.
Oh, that was just a lot.
Yeah, but what happens after
Did you just think of that, or you just, okay.
You don't want what happens after that.
Damn, no, you don't.
No.
Definitely not.
You don't. But that's,
spoiler alert.
That's book two there. That's Godfather part two there.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. When we come back, Malik Willis and his latest step on his journey coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. The tax deadline will be here before you know it, and you just want to know your taxes are actually being handled. But the old way, you hand everything off and then silence. Days pass, weeks pass. You start wondering, should I send another follow-up email? It feels like you're chasing updates and getting nowhere.
But now, taxes are different because your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax full service expert. With Intuit TurboTax, you can match with your dedicated tax expert and hand off everything right in the app. And while your expert checks for every deduction, you'll see real-time updates on your phone so you always know exactly where things stand. Suddenly, you're not refreshing your inbox. You're going for a run, grabbing a coffee, scrolling anything other than a just checking in message, because your TurboTax expert is handling it and keeping you in the loop. So this tax season, get your best possible outcome and every dollar you deserve without the guesswork. Visit TurboTax.com today to learn more. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. O'Reilly Auto Parts can help take the guesswork out of your check engine, ABS, or maintenance light with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. O'Reilly Veriscan can identify the most likely problem with just one scan. If you need help, O'Reilly Auto Parts can recommend a shop for you. Don't ignore a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. A free service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Because right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech. Or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's go to Bernardo in Santa Clarita, California, just up the road from here. What's up, Bernardo?
Yo, Blue Rich.
Okay, I'll take it. Thank you. Right back at you.
Real fast, TJ, wanted to congratulate you on the Cena interview, man. That was really awesome. Ooh. I can't remember the last time I sat down and listened to an interview straight through like that.
Thank you, man. That really
wow, straight that does straight through too.
So that was a big chunk of your day, man, and that means a lot.
Two and a half, right?
It yeah, just, like, I just and I tried a flat white, and would be remiss if I didn't congratulate Chris on and the beautiful Brockman family on his proposal. Congratulations, bud.
Thank Mazel you, tov. Sir. Appreciate that.
Rich, I'm sorry, Arvel Reese, Vernon Golston. I get whiffs of Vernon Golston.
Come on.
Whiffs of Golston?
Whiffs of Golston. By the way, great whiffs of Golston.
Wow. Write that down.
Yeah. That's a fantasy. Did Sting sing that?
I wish we were picking a little lower because Caleb Downs looks like a slam dunk sure thing with AG behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got somebody who loves to be taught. You've got a great teacher. Line up our secondary, you know, but that two—that's a tough sell,
dude. I mean, you want to get a second?
Pick. Come on, right up, boys. Who wants it,
Bernardo? Seriously, you want to go? Who do you want second overall in the draft? Name it.
I want someone to trade up so that we can get Caleb Downs.
It's not going
to
happen. What do you want?
Why shoot him down?
It's not going to happen. Somebody's not going to trade up to two for Caleb Downs. That's just not. Let's be real here. Bernardo started by being real.
I want us to take him.
I want us to take him,
but I don't want us to take him at two.
You're not going to get anybody knocking on your door at two. Who are you taking? Bernardo in Santa Clarita, California, fan of No Contest Wrestling and everything else we do around here.
You're on the clock, Bernardo.
What do you got?
And Brigaderos and Bonchicchio. I'm stalling. I'm tap dancing.
I know.
David Bailey.
Okay, sold. That's not a bad choice.
That's a good choice.
I know. Are we going higher register? Yeah. That's not a bad choice.
No, that's a good choice.
Okay, Bernardo, thanks for the call. Yeah.
Appreciate you, G.
There he goes.
Thanks, man.
Whiffs of Golston.
Whiffs of Golston, man. Yeah.
I don't think of.
I mean, he was bad.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's Vernon. Yeah. It's just, listen, Jet fans are scarred. They're scarred. We can't take someone from Ohio State. It's Vernon Golston. We can't take someone from Penn State. He's Kyle Brady. You know what I mean?
Like, Blair Thomas. There's a couple.
Oh, Blair Thomas. Oh,
yeah, you know what I mean?
You know? I get it.
I give you over under a half on career sacks for Vernon Golston.
What do you mean?
What are his career sack numbers? I set the total at a half. Over or under?
Are you serious? He had no sacks in his career.
He had
One sack?
Zero.
He had zero sacks.
As much as this room.
I don't see, I don't look at Arvell Reese and see Vernon Golston. I just don't. I don't.
0.0.
That's crazy.
Zero.
Minka Fitzpatrick, though, his one interception, I was going to tell Vinny this, things are going too well for him, I don't want to tell him, more than the Jets had as an entire team last year.
Yeah.
Still can't make it up. Malik Willis is the starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, I believe. We'll get to that in a second, because he was asked today and being introduced in Miami if there's a competition or not. But this is one to root for, folks. I'm all about the journey here. We know whenever I talk about Jalen Hurts, I talk about his journey, okay? And how he was forged into the league and the type of player he has become. And I understand it's maddeningly inconsistent for Eagles fans. But bottom line, Malik Willis, the first time I ever saw him at a combine was on my phone. This video that was shot of him at the combine is how I was essentially introduced to him. He was at the combine, and there he is. I believe that looks like it's near St. Elmo's, right?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure it out.
I think so.
Yeah.
And there he is, right there, giving clothes to somebody on the street who clearly needs it. Popped open his suitcase, had no idea the video was being shot of him. I saw that, I'm like, I'm rooting for him. I think most people did, right? He gets drafted by Tennessee out of Liberty and really doesn't get much of a shot. When he does, he doesn't excel. He looked lost. He looked totally lost. We had Matthew Hasselbeck on the air yesterday saying, you can't put anybody on the field until a quarterback has mastered third down protection. And it looked like he hadn't mastered very much. What, master of none? Mm-hmm. The Packers took him, snagged him, acquired him. And anytime Jordan Love got hurt, in comes Malik Willis, and everyone is like, forget the Packers. Mm. That's over. Because look at the way the kid looked in Tennessee. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute. This is why everyone was interested in him at the combine, outside of him being a great human. This is why everybody was looking at what his ceiling could be coming out of Liberty. And he has looked nothing short of terrific coming off the bench and getting some big time snaps. And in the case this year, it starts for the Green Bay Packers in the cold against the Bears, against the Ravens. He looked superb. He looked like a two-way threat. His throws a pretty ball. So now he's a free agent. Who wants him? Who's going to get him? Because what you're going to get is somebody with a tremendous upside still, but now with some experience. Not a lot. I think Kurt Warner, our buddy from QB Confidential and NFL Network and, you know, we're Hall of Fame. He said he looked at his snaps and like, what, only 28 snaps under center you could count on film? Not a lot. Not a lot of experience. But the Dolphins are like, we'll do it. And it's a smart bet because they know him. The general manager of the Dolphins now, John Eric Sullivan, the head coach, Jeff Hafley, both in Green Bay. They both watched him work. They both watched him prepare. They both watched him in their orbit. How he treats others, what he does with his teammates, and they're like, that's the guy. And now he's going to be the head coach's first quarterback in his first job of being the head coach, the first quarterback of this guy. John Eric Sullivan is a general manager. And he was asked what it felt like to finally have a team say, You're it.
I don't think I put a timeline on it. I think it happened when I was prepared. I think when I came in the league, I wasn't prepared. And that's not a knock toward my coaches or myself. That's just what it was coming from the system I came from. And I've had a chance to learn the last 4 years since I've been in the league. And went through four different offenses and seen a bunch of different defenses. And I just think I've grown a lot and I'm grateful for the opportunity once again.
Okay, soft-spoken young man. Now, he was asked if this is going to be a competition. Quinn Ewers is there, and Ewers, as we all know, was the quarterback of choice instead of Zach Wilson by Mike McDaniel when they finally said to Tua, we're done. And at the time, it felt like it could be for more than just the season, and sure enough, by Malik Willis's presence there in Miami, it was done for good. Here's that exchange.
I think it's competition at every position. I think it's competition between the coaches. I think that we compete each day to earn our spot here. It's not a given for anything, and I don't think it should be. I think we should be competing for everything every day. That's the only way we're going to continue to get better and grow. You don't want to get stale and you just think everything's everything and become complacent because these guys out here are too good. These other teams are too good. And if you slack off or take off, they're going to show you on Sunday. And everybody has good players.
Good answer. Okay, as they say in Family Feud, good answer. Gensy's 26. What an upside. And they didn't put much risk in the contract. It's it runs for three seasons, including this one. And it's not for Dak money. It's not for Tua money. It's not for Daniel Jones money. It is for 20 and change. You don't give 20 and change to somebody to not be your week one starter. It's just that simple. With all due respect to Quinn Ewers, there could be a competition, but there's a thumb on the scale for Malik Willis. And this is it. It's go time. And Dolphins fans, you should be excited because I think I think he's going to excel. I really do. I really like the choice. And certainly, if you're going to tell Tua we're done here, it's a great way to get started post-Tua with somebody who's not overly expensive. It's not an overcommitment of years and dollars. You can't afford to do that literally because of what happened with Tua, nor do you want to go down that road again because of what happened with Tua. And you also have an opportunity to get somebody who's young, needing an opportunity, who's made the most of his opportunities. And with your new coach, general manager tandem, they would know better than anybody else because they saw it. It's a smart bet. And one that I think is going to pay off. I know you guys always think I my default is glass half full. And guess what? You'd be right. Mm. But you saw what this kid was like when he didn't know a camera was on him. And you've seen what his kids was like when the camera's been on him. And if you're Miami and you just went through what you went through, which is like, I don't know if this quarterback's worth it, but we're going to give him a market contract. And also, when the guy was, in fact, the predecessor that good, couldn't really perform as well in the cold, and Malik Willis did it in Lambeau Field. And it wasn't in the middle of a nice, sunny September day either. Smart move. I like it. I like it a lot. We take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Wrap up this Thursday. Tell you who we got on Friday's docket coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
In my line of work, I'm fortunate enough to travel quite a bit covering the biggest moments through the football season. While I'm on the road, I sometimes miss the comforts of home, which is why when I travel with my family, we always check Airbnb for places to stay. It's our home away from home, providing the comfort and safety that allows us to wind down and relax. Families like mine are looking for homes that fit their needs to make new memories in, and your home may be exactly what they're looking for.
If you're looking to save up for a new addition to your house or a once-in-a-lifetime trip to see your favorite band in another country, for instance, hosting your house on Airbnb could help you reach those goals. It's easy to list your home for short trips or extended periods of time, allowing your house to earn you some extra money. Make your home work for you while you're away and enjoy the benefits of hosting on Airbnb. Your home may be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. For small businesses, every hire counts, and so does your time. Hiring can quickly become overwhelming, people, from sorting applications to figuring out who's truly qualified. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro helps. It streamlines the process so you can focus on connecting with the right candidates, not managing the noise. Hire right the first time. Post your first job and get $100 off towards your job post at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Friday show, Brian Windhorst first up. We haven't spoken to Windy in a while.
Windy.
He sounded quite a bit like you on the Bam Adebayo 83-point game front.
Because we're rational human beings.
Okay. All right.
And we know ball.
Has any player or coach come out and said congrats?
To yeah, only like no. I think Kevin Durant.
He said he got a ton of texts, yeah, including from Mr. Giannis. There's no buzz here in this town, Dwayne Wade.
And Giannis, he's kind of good. He said congrats.
Yeah, everyone's going to do it to their face.
Mm.
What does that even mean?
Hey, TJ Gray, oh, congratulations, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, except they weren't face-to-face.
And then behind the back being like.
Well, that's. Says more about them as a human being than anyone
congratulations.
Else.
That's basically what everybody was saying.
Haters say that.
I'm a hater.
John C. McGinley returns to this program. It's been a long time since we've seen Johnny C. Rooster.
Rooster's awesome.
This show is unhinged.
One episode so far, but I was telling Brotman, I laughed out loud. It's 30 minutes at least 7 times.
Dude, it's fun.
Well, he'll be here tomorrow.
Chris, you think he'll come on? No, spoiler alert, with his shirt off?
We can only
Susie and I watched episode one of Rooster last night. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, of course. I mean, I love Bill Lawrence. Bill Lawrence, it's a great show. Wrote it with Matt Tarsis, who's just great been guys. Around this town and just a great writer, great dude.
And Steve Carell is just
Steve
like.
Steve Carell's in it. Obviously, good. John C. McGinley's in it. But this is the same guy with Scrubs Shrinking. Ted Lasso, good stuff. Oh, Rod Woodson just joined the party as well.
Hey.
So what we're going to do is tell Rod he's on and then unbook him.
Did that happen?
Well, he's covering the Ravens. So.
That's so bad.
You wouldn't do that to your guy, Rod.
Never.
And he played for the Raiders.
Yeah.
And the
So he's got a unique perspective on all of this.
Should I tell? Because, he came from the Raiders. He went from the Ravens to the Raiders, didn't he?
I think he ended with the Raiders. Yeah.
Okay. So what if I told him?
What if he said?
Oh, this is great.
That you're going to go from the Raiders to the Ravens, but no, you're going back to the Raiders.
His last 2 years with the Raiders.
Yeah, he played the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was first team All-Pro as a 37-year-old.
Rod is.
Dude.
He's one of the goats.
Led the league in really pitches that year. God, what a
really
legend.
Is.
Rod and I called an NFL Europe game for NFL Network early on. And what that meant was not go to Europe.
Yes.
What it meant, you went to NFL Films in New Jersey and called the game off of a television screen.
Yep.
Because they weren't sending us to Europe.
No, budget wasn't that big then.
So it was a Berlin Thunder game. Is that the name of his Berlin?
Berlin.
I think it was the Berlin Thunder, I think.
Wasn't they?
Look it up.
Hamburg.
Professional American football Berlin, team based Berlin. In Berlin.
Berlin, Germany.
Yes. Not the Hamburg.
And no, that was
Hamburg.
That was the current. That was the man who currently runs CW Sports. Once sent an email and a reply to all, everybody wondering if the Hamburgs. New team would be called the Hamburglers.
That
did not go over well with some individual in the NFL front office thinking that he was making fun as opposed to having fun.
Life lessons for all. Make sure it's not replying to all before you hit send. But anyway, I digress. I'm sitting with Rod getting ready to call the game, and he's pointing to the screen, and he's like, you know, I ran track in that building. And that building in Berlin is very famous for people running track because that's where the Olympics were held, where Jesse Owens once upon a time told the Nazis, not today, not here.
Not today.
And not with me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, really? When did you run track in Berlin, the Olympic Stadium in Berlin? And he said when he first came out of college, he held out on the Steelers. He told the Steelers and Chuck Knoll and the Rooneys. Yeah, I'm not coming until you pay me the right amount of money.
Yeah, he only played 8 games his first year.
And he
wow.
And he ran track. He's like, I'm gonna go run track.
Rob was fast in the backfield. Woof.
Yeah. So yeah, Rod Woodson's a goat.
He was so fast.
All-time leader in interception return for a touchdown.
Yeah, he was so fast.
So we'll ask Rod how things are with Baltimore, and he lives in Vegas. So it'll be great. He's got touch points. Maybe Max will be there, you know?
At Rod Schwing?
Just like, just like the bracketologies, we're all together.
Paging Dr. One, Brackets.
And one space today. One of my favorite moments.
That was pretty cool, though.
Funny. Joe Lunardi just showed up on ESPN without the lab coat.
See, that was for us.
I don't like that.
Was it?
I feel special.
Yeah, I do feel a little bit special.
Joe with a lab coat, greater than Joe.
Or he ditched the lab coat. Like, I am not doing this anymore. Look at this guy.
That's legendary right there.
With his lab coat.
It really?
He's so, yeah, I love it. It's fantastic.
Rich, you got to get the doctorate.
I'm
going to. Yeah,
gonna.
Come on, bro.
Sure.
I'm going to call you Doc Eisen.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
I'll get my DeLorean and go back in time.
If you could.
Yes.
Go back in time.
Yes.
Back in time.
Right now, where would you go and what would you change?
I go right behind the bench and tell Chris Webber we have no timeouts left.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like that.
Okay. That's what I'd say. It's March Madness. I'm just trying to keep it all on track.
Damn, that was good, man. You know what, Rich? I'm applauding.
Yeah. Thank you. It's been a fun day, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more on the TV side of things, but radio, we'll chat Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.